AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is vowing U.S. support for Israel as Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Gaza's skyline was filled with plumes of smoke rising to meet the clouds as new Israeli strikes continued into the daytime. One building demolished by an Israeli missile left residents scrambling to lift the twisted metal and concrete in hope of finding survivors. Hospitals were overloaded with injured, some wailing in pain as they were wheeled in on stretchers as the missiles rained overhead. International aid groups have warned of a worsening humanitarian crisis after Israel halted deliveries of food, water, fuel and electricity to Gaza's 2.3 million people. I'm Karen Shamas.
Five law enforcement officers were shot today in the city of Princeton, Minnesota. Their injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. The search continues for a suspect. Inflation eased slightly last month. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Prices are still rising, though more slowly than before. The Labor Department says consumer price increases from August to September slowed from a month earlier. Annual inflation remained the same, and core inflation, which leaves out volatile food and energy costs, saw the smallest annual rise in 2 years. Still, the increases on a month-to-month basis are higher than the Federal Reserve would like. But several Fed officials suggest with the price increases steadily slowing, they may leave their benchmark interest rate unchanged at their next meeting instead of boosting it again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow is lower. The UN says more than 90% of the 2,000 people killed by a magnitude 6.3 earthquake in Afghanistan last weekend were women and children. This is AP News. Another boost for people on Social Security.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people and children. But the program's got financial troubles ahead. And if something isn't done, the trust fund will run out of money to pay full benefits beginning in 2033. In that case, the government would be able to pay only 77% of scheduled benefits. I'm Rita Foley.
The Grand National is reducing its field to 34 horses as part of changes to make the world's most famous steeplechase safer for horses and jockeys. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.